This is Summer of StoryCorps on 90.5 WESA, where each week we bring you stories from Pittsburghers recorded by StoryCorps last fall. I'm Maria Scapoletto. Prior to his distinguished career in academia, well before he became a leading expert on the Watergate scandal, long before he was Duquesne University president, Ken Gormley was a Pittsburgh kid, Swissvale to be exact. Speaking to his daughter, Carolyn, Gormley says the city's changed a lot in his lifetime, but it's still a great place to call home.
It was just a different time back then. The Pittsburgh Pirates played in Forbes Field, which was a classic baseball stadium in Oakland. Dan Peachfuzz Yates and I would usually get a trolley or hitchhike down, and in the seventh inning, they'd throw open the gates and you could get in for free. So we would get there. Within about 5 minutes, we had usually hopped over enough fences to be right on the third base side in box seats. So we were experts in getting good free seats. But back then, we were autograph collectors, so we would wait till the game was over and hang out near the locker room. And when the Pirates came out, you could just hang out with them. And I remember many days standing there with Roberto Clemente and his wife, Vera. And also, I never forget, there was a famous home run by Willie Stargell. There's an iconic photo of him rounding third base and this little kid with red hair shaking his hand. That was Peachfuzz Yates. Today, you'd be tasered by Homeland Security or whatever. It was just an amazing time back then. We went and got Willie Stargell's autograph at his house and spent a lot of time with those guys. Just a different world in terms of growing up with sports heroes.
So St. Anselm School in Swissvale, where you and your brothers and sisters went from kindergarten through 12th grade, was a classic steel mill school, and it's no longer there anymore. What ethnic backgrounds did most of the kids have there?
It was like the classic Pittsburgh melting pot. Lots of Germans, Italians, Irish. There were African Americans, many Eastern Europeans, Slovak, Croatian, an amalgam of every nationality in the Swissvale area. And it was just a wonderful thing because everyone got along and everyone did things together.
Do you think there's still room for people to live and raise families in little working class towns like Swissvale, or is that a thing of the past?
Yeah, well, I think about this all the time. Even though people lost their livelihoods in the steel mills in places like Swissvale and Rankin, they are starting to come back and people are realizing you can get a house really inexpensively. You can build it up. I just came through Lawrenceville, which is just like that too, another working class town. But it's more about the community and you can have those things in little towns. And I really, I am optimistic that your generation is going to figure out, because you are concerned about doing things for others and not just about acquiring things. And I think it's really possible to reinvent that kind of success.
A few months ago, when you were cleaning out your study, you found a piece of paper that you had put together when you and Mom first got married, so 30 years ago, with all of your life goals. And as you're reading through them, you had literally checked off every single one, and becoming president, although that's not exactly what it said, basically checked off your last life goal. So what can you add to that list?
Yeah, well, I wasn't thinking about being president of a university. That was way beyond what I was envisioning. To me, being president of Duquesne University in Pittsburgh, that's as good as it gets. I don't need to go beyond that. There's just so much rich stuff to do. I think it's going to keep me busy for about 10 more years, and then we'll see what happens next.
Duquesne University President Ken Gormley speaking with his daughter Carolyn as part of our Summer of StoryCorps series. Find more online at WESA.FM.
Summer of StoryCorps is made possible by Hilda and Freddie Fu and the Pittsburgh Foundation.